Hello again, and welcome to our program. We're here looking at the subject, what do you think? What do you think? Several times Jesus asked the question, but what think ye? We've been talking about thinking outside the box. There's a lot of boxes out there. We have Baptist boxes. We have the fundamental Baptist box. We have the Calvinist box. We have the Brethren box, we have the Pentecostal box, and the list goes on and on. Now be forewarned, we're going to talk about thinking outside the box. If you think outside your box, and especially if you express what you are thinking outside of your box, be prepared for trouble from the box dwellers. The psalmist said in Psalm 73:16, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. That word has been translated trouble. And basically, what he was talking about was thinking and speaking outside of the normal box. Now, we have a promise, John 16:3. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So God does not have a set of truths for Baptist Christians and another set of for Pentecostal Christians and Brethren Christians and Independent Baptist Christians and Calvinist Christians. He doesn't have a different set of truths for everybody. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. How can we tell the difference? Well, here's the promise. Howbeit, Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. That's a promise for every Christian in the world. Now here's a question. Why do we believe what we believe? I asked myself the question some years ago, why am I a Baptist? I was not born a Baptist. You can ask yourself the question, what political stripe do I take? You didn't come into this world as a liberal or a conservative, and you didn't come into this world as a Baptist. And neither did we come into this world as a Christian. So why am I a Christian? Why am I a Baptist? I became involved in the Baptist church 2 days after I was saved. I was saved when I was 12 years old. I'm still a Baptist today. I expect to die a Baptist. But the question is, how did this happen? 2 days after I was saved, a Christian lady invited our family to go to her church on Sunday morning. It happened to be a Baptist church. As a 12-year-old boy, I walked through the door, pictured here in the top picture, that little door right in front of the pickup truck. I went through that door, and it was then that I entered a Baptist church, and later when the church grew, my wife and I were married in the auditorium that is pictured here. How did all that happen? All of it happened through influence. Eventually, we left the church and became involved with what we call fundamental Baptist churches. Why did we do that? The reason we did that was because we had a little girl, and we decided that we were now going to raise a family. We needed to raise our children in a church that was more fundamental. How did we come to that conclusion? Once again, the power of a godly influence. And there's also the power of a godless influence. Who's influencing us? The same lady who took us to her church invited our family to go with her to a meeting where M.R. Dehaan was speaking. Prior to his message, the song leader was leading us in a hymn. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeded our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilt. As we were singing, Dr. Dehaan stood up from the seat he was sitting in behind the song leader, interrupted the song leader and said, we should never sing about the blood of the Lamb being spilt. He said, when something is spilt, it is done unintentionally. We need to sing there where the blood of the Lamb was shed. He continued, it won't rhyme, but that does not matter. I remember thinking, there's a preacher who's not afraid to preach. As a 12-year-old kid, I began to listen to his weekly radio programs that over the years have obtained all his messages in a booklet form that I've got piled here and took a picture of. The power of a godly influence. Influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone. As a teenager, I was totally involved in that church. When I was a teenager, I was asked to preach during the evening service. I was 16 or 17 years old. I had been studying Dion's booklets on the return of Christ. I preached about the fallacy of amillennialism. I had no idea I was preaching in an amillennial church. I was soon rebuked by one of the deacons. And I had to ask myself the question that Jesus asked his disciples. Well, what do you think? What's happening here? I realized I needed to start thinking outside of the box. I had my head in the Baptist box. And so, here's a question. What do you believe about the issues of today? See, whatever you believe, it's because you're influenced to believe it. Well, I was in that Baptist church, and, you know, issue come along, I would say, hey, box dwellers, I was wondering what we believe about the subject of separation or whatever subject it might be. Yeah, you got to see a lot of peer pressure there. You got to fit in with those people in your box. Well, Jesus said, in John 16:13, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So what's the process? Acts 17:11, here it is. Paul said these were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they, number one, they received the word of God with readiness of mind. So when someone is speaking, we should receive it with readiness of mind. Readiness is mean I'm going to do something about it. But, number two, search the scriptures daily whether those things are so. And so, yeah, listen with an open heart and a ready mind, but then search the scriptures daily whether those things were so. It's so easy just to believe what the people in our box believes. But what the Bible says is when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. And so my big mistake was I was getting all my answers from the people in my box. There's the Bible laying right there, and a promise from God that if I would listen to what the Holy Spirit said, and by the way, the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are always in total harmony. He will guide you into all truth. So what do you think, and why do you think it? I know what I believe. I know what I believe about music, about separation, about repentance, and the other issues of the day. However, some very sincere Christians believe things that they believe something different about these same issues, and they're sincere Christian people. So we should be very careful not to figure, you know, say, well, okay, I'm right and they're wrong. No, you might be wrong if we would let the Holy Spirit guide us into all truth. And so, one day, way too late in my Christian life, I got a Bible with no notes in it, and I said, Lord, guide me. I took 5 years. I went through every subject I could think of. What do I believe about salvation? What do I believe about separation? What do I believe about dress standards? What do I believe about music? What do I believe about every subject I could think of? I went through the scriptures and compared scripture with scripture, which is the best commentary you'll find anywhere. And over a period of 5 years, I studied what I believe, as I said, about music. I know what I believe about music. But here's the thing. You can get in your box and in maybe 40 seconds, you can get what they believe. Or you can open a commentary and or go to a Bible college and spend 40 minutes in some class on the subject of music, you don't know what the Bible says after you've done that. There's all kinds of Baptist colleges and Pentecostal colleges and Free Presbyterian colleges and Calvinist colleges. There's all kinds of them out there that are going to tell you something different to believe. So the only safe thing to do is get alone with the Lord. Set that alarm clock back in the morning, an hour or two, and say, Lord, I'm here to talk to you today about what I believe about music. And I'll do what you tell me to do if you tell me what to do. And search the scriptures. With all the Bible programs that are available on a computer today, it's so easy. Just make sure you get a King James version of the Bible. And you can trace these phrases down. You can trace the words down. You can have so much fun figuring out what you believe. Or you could stick your head in the box and find out what somebody believes and then go from there. Okay, choice is yours. Be sure to be with us for our next program.